comment on the book of Esther, chapter 1, verse 9, contrast of two feasts. We read with pleasure of the feast of Queen Vashti. This was not a feast attended by a promiscuous number, but a feast given by the queen for the women of rank in the kingdom, who were entertained with modest courtesy without wantonness or sensuality. It was when the king was not himself, when his reason was dethroned by wine drinking, that he sent for the queen, that those present at his feast, men besotted by wine, might gaze on her beauty. She acted in harmony with a pure conscience. Vashti refused to obey the king's command, thinking that when he came to himself he would commend her course of action. But the king had unwise advisers. They argued it would be a power given to woman that would be to her injury. Manuscript 29, 1911, verses 10 to 12. Vashti's refusal was for the king's good. Esther 1, 10 and 11 quoted, had the king maintained his royal dignity by practicing habits of temperance, he would never have made this command, but his mind was affected by the wine that he had used so freely, and he was not prepared to act wisely. When this command came from the king, Vashti did not carry out his orders because she knew that wine had been freely used, and that Ahasuerus was under the influence of the intoxicating liquor. For her husband's sake, as well as her own, she decided not to leave her position at the head of the women of the court. Manuscript 39, 1910, verses 16 to 22. God overruled Ahasuerus' folly for good. Esther 1, 16 to 22 quoted, there is little doubt that the king, when he afterward considered the matter, felt that Vashti deserved to be honored rather than to be treated as she was. No law of divorce drawn up by men who for many days had given themselves up to wine drinking, men who were unable to control the appetite, could be of any value in the eyes of the King of Kings. These men were unable to reason soundly and nobly. They could not discern the real situation. However high their office, men are amenable to God. The great power exercised by kings often leads to extremes in exaltation of self, and the worthless vows made to enact laws which disregard the higher laws of God lead to great injustice. Occasions of indulgence such as are pictured in the first chapter of Esther do not glorify God, but the Lord accomplishes His will through men who are nevertheless misleading others. If God did not stretch forth His restraining hand, strange presentations would be seen. But God impresses human minds to accomplish His purpose, even though the one used continues to follow wrong practices, and the Lord works out His plans through men who do not acknowledge His lessons of wisdom. In His hand is the heart of every earthly ruler to turn whithersoever he will as he turneth the waters of the river. Through the experience that brought Esther to the Medo-Persian throne, God was working for the accomplishment of His purposes for His people. That which was done under the influence of much wine worked out for good to Israel. Manuscript 39, 1910. Chapter 4, verses 14 to 17. Consecrated women can act important part. Through Esther the queen, the Lord accomplished a mighty deliverance for His people. At a time when it seemed that no power could save them, Esther and the women associated with her by fasting and prayer and prompt action met the issue and brought salvation to their people. A study of women's work in connection with the cause of God in Old Testament times will teach us lessons that will enable us to meet emergencies in the work today. We may not be brought into such a critical and prominent place as were the people of God in the time of Esther, but often converted women can act an important part in more humble positions. Letter 22, 1911.